This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was taken into custody Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly linked to a demonstration last year. If he's convicted, the charges could result in a jail sentence of up to 3 years. Two other activists, Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow, were also remanded into custody Monday. The demonstration for which they're being prosecuted took place near Hong Kong police headquarters last year in June. As Beijing moves to assert more control over Hong Kong, Wong, Lam, and Chow have been prominent in demonstrations calling for Hong Kong to retain its autonomy. The arrests have drawn criticism from Western governments who say China is not fulfilling its obligation to allow Hong Kong a high degree of autonomy after Britain handed its former colony back to China in 1967. China denies the accusation and says Hong Kong is its internal affair. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people developing COVID symptoms. The success rate is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which showed 95% success. But it is a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, making it a more viable solution for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage will increase the success rate. The BBC reports the UK government has pre-ordered 100 million doses of the Oxford vaccine. That would be enough to immunize 50 million people. Seven people in Russia's Far East Republic of Yakutia have died, and two were in a coma Monday after consuming diluted hand sanitizer widely available during the pandemic. A statement published by Russian investigators Saturday said a group of nine locals fell violently ill in the village of Tomtor after consuming the concoction. This is VOA News. The United States and Germany are beginning to lay out their plans to distribute vaccines against COVID-19, in some cases as early as next month. The United States has set preliminary plans to begin vaccinating some groups as early as December 12th, 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to review a vaccine made by Pfizer. In the U.S., healthcare workers would be among the first to receive the vaccine. A joint investigation by Kaiser Health News and British newspaper The Guardian found nearly 1,400 frontline healthcare workers in the U.S. have apparently died of COVID-19. One-third of the victims were nurses. German Health Minister Jens Spahn told reporters Sunday there, quote, is reason to be optimistic, end quote, that a vaccine would be approved in Europe before the end of the year. He said after that approval, vaccinations could begin right away. A Malaysian company that is the world's biggest manufacturer of surgical gloves will close over half its factories after a surge in coronavirus cases among workers, authorities said Monday. Top Glove has seen a huge jump in demand since the start of the pandemic as countries scramble to stock up on protective equipment, pushing up both its profits and share price. But there's been a cluster of virus outbreaks among employees, many of whom are low-paid migrant workers. Ethiopian federal forces were encircling the Tigray region's capital, Mekele, at a distance of about 31 miles Monday, a government spokesman said, during a push to oust the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. Tigrayan forces fired rockets Monday at Bahir Dar, the capital of neighboring Amhara, whose authorities are supporting the federal offensive. Redwan Hussein, spokesman for the government's task force on Tigray, also told Reuters by text. A spokesman for the president-elect, the projected president-elect, Joe Biden, says it's time for the Trump administration to start sharing COVID-19 vaccine information. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Will start under President Trump, but will continue after Inauguration Day. And that's why on ABC's This Week, Ron Klain, the chief of staff for President-elect Joe Biden, says they need information.
Our transition isn't getting access to agency officials to help develop our plans. And there's a lot of focus on that vaccine rollout plan that's going to be critical in the early days of a Biden presidency.
University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry agrees, adding the vaccine could be part of the Trump legacy.
He should be given some credit for that, but I would say the debit side of that ledger will obliterate his credit because he won't give out the information to the incoming president.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News. And more.